brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Craig Roberts is our guest. We've got an hour left with him. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're open the phones up. We will be getting into all the new Oklahoma City inside job news that's been coming out that he personally investigated when he was a police officer there in the area. Also, we'll be talking about the new JFK info that's come out. But right now we were talking about knowing who the enemy is. And it really is a spirit of evil. It could be a Chinese globalist versus American globalist. They have this same literal wickedness. They love to hurt innocents. Like, whereas we like innocent, happy people, and we like good things, they like bad things. Craig, continue.
Well, as I was telling these guys, I said, I don't care if you go to church or read the Bible or not. The bottom line is, I do, and I found out through all my years in the service and all my years in the police work, there's two forces at work in the world around us, whether we see it or not, and that's good and evil, because you see things every day, even if you don't personally see it, you see it on the news, that is just plain evil. It doesn't make sense, and the guy that does it doesn't seem to care, like he has no soul. Marina Oswald, who was Lee Harvey Oswald's wife, is now named, her name is now Marina Porter.
You know her well, yes.
Yeah, I know her, and she, we were on a road trip going someplace to do a lecture. I think it was up in Kansas, and she said, Mr. Roberts, she says, my grandmother used to look at people in Russia, and she would tell me, that person has no soul, probably KGB. And she elaborated on that, and she said that there were people who would do anything, and wouldn't even think about it, had no trouble sleeping afterwards.
Mark Kornke describes it as shark eyes. They have the great white eyes. Even if their eyes are blue, it's like they're black. It's like you're staring into a bottomless pit.
Well, she said her grandmother could spot him a mile away and say, that person has no soul, do not go near them, that sort of thing. Anyway, you take the good and evil, God and Satan, and you start breaking it down, and it all starts to make sense. But is there a connection going up the ladder? Yes, there is. After I wrote the book Killzone, A Sniper Looks at Dealey Plaza, I gave a copy to a relative who spent many years in the CIA in various positions. And we had a family reunion, and he said, let's take a walk outside. I need to talk to you for a minute. And so we walked outside, and he was retired. He'd been retired for a number of years. And he said, you talk about different things in this book. And he says, you hit everything right on the head. All this is what happened. He says, but you didn't name the people in charge. I said, well, I kind of thought I did. He says, oh, you talk about the Council on Foreign Relations and that sort of thing. And then you make a quantum jump to, the satanic influence on the whole thing. But you didn't talk about the Council of 33 or the Council of 13. And I said, what are you talking about? And he said, well, it's the Committee of 33 is a number of people who make the decisions, and their plans are part of an agenda that go back for years, decades, centuries.
And that's the inner ring of the Bilderberg Group, and you'll see those 33 heading up every other major organization.
Yeah, and they've got their hands in everything. You're talking military, banking, politics, drugs, money laundering, the whole bit. I mean, they've got their hands in everything. But over them is another one called the Council of 13. And he said, these people meet, there's 12, six on each side of a long table, and they meet in a lead-lined room. No one can ever hear what they say. They don't carry anything in. They don't carry anything out. And they make all the decisions of what all, and they've all come up through different organizations, like, I guess, I don't know, Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, all those guys, they all have different tentacles out there in these different organizations they can draw from as they need to. They go back to the Illuminati and all the rest of it. But he says there's one chair at the very end of the table that's always empty.
Stay there. When we get back, we're going to explain who sits in that. And ladies and gentlemen, again, this is, just before we break, tell us again who this was in your family. I mean, not by name, but just specifically this was?
It was my wife's cousin.
And I mean, you confirmed and know that he was, how high level in the CIA?
Well, he knew Colby, he knew Casey, he knew Jacqueline Klein's, and a few others.
Well, I know that you are a stickler, for documenting, and I've also gotten this from other sources, and these groups pop up, we know they exist, and we know that there is less than 15 people that actually sit at the round table. We'll be right back with Colonel Roberts.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Colonel Roberts is a best-selling author. One of his most powerful books, and I've read quite a few of them, is The Medusa File, Crimes and Cover-Ups of the U.S. Government. It's available at InfoWars.com via our safe, secure shopping cart. And it starts with the Devil Unit 731 in World War II and moves right into government assassinations, CIA operations, the true stories behind the bombing of the World Trade Center, the Oklahoma City bombing, the Department of Amtrak Sunset Limited, and what could have happened next to the American people on a nationwide scale. He's talking about the first World Trade Center bombing where the FBI cooked the bomb, trained the driver, and he predicts massive terror attacks to bring in a police state in this book written before 9/11. The Medusa File. I mean, you want to read something that's powerful. That's what he was just talking about with this retired high-level CIA person that's in his family through his wife, who'd read his book and called him outside and told him, this is what we know is going on. The Medusa File available right now. And coming up also, we'll talk about Killzone, A Sniper Looks at Dealey Plaza. That's when Colonel Roberts finally woke up to this years ago as a sniper himself on a SWAT team. And, of course, before that, in Vietnam, he went and looked out the window and said, that's ridiculous, and there's an oak tree in the way. But we'll get him to talk about that, too, in the new JFK developments. An hour and a half, never enough time with him. We've got some time left, and I'll have to get him up in the near future for a full 2.5-3 hours, because people just love hearing him. I know I do. One of the few people I'll actually shut up for so he can talk. The back of the book says, not the CIA, not the mafia, not the Cubans. And then it goes into what really happened. Both these books available at InfoWars.com. Killzone and the Medusa File, or call 888-253-3139. You can also write to us at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And you can, of course, also go to riflewarrior.com to check out all his articles, his other books and materials. Riflewarrior.com, we have a link to it up on Infowars.com if you missed that website. Craig, you were getting back to, I mean, tell us the story slowly. Any details, that because you were hurrying there. He'd read your book, you'd given it to him. Tell us the whole story. He walks you outside. What's he tell you?
Well, he says that, you know, I had everything right in the book, but I didn't go high enough on the ladder as far as explaining who was in charge of all the stuff that had, that, you know, all these organizations and stuff that I discussed in the book Killzone. And he said, you didn't talk about the Council of 13. And I said, well, what's that? You know, and I've heard of this, you know, Committee of 300 and all that stuff, but in the course of CFR and the Roundtable Group and the Royal Society for International Affairs, and, you know, ad nauseum. And you try to do an organizational chart and all this, and it looks like a hairball. And he said, now, he says, there's one in charge, it's one group, and it's called a Committee of 13 or Council of 13, whatever it was. And he told me that they met in a lead line room. They met in a different place all the time. And he told me that, you know, if a decision was made, it was made in that room, and it could happen anywhere in the world. They would decide who would go to war, when they would go to war, who would win and lose, and so on and so forth. And of course, I'm just shaking my head like, well, no one has that much power. And, he told me that there were six, around this table, there were six chairs on each side, and then one at the head of the table, and the one at the head of the table, was empty. And I said, well, what's that for? Is that symbolic? He said, well, I guess you could say it's symbolic, but it isn't to these people. I said, well, what's it for? He said, that's for the boss. I said, well, who's the boss? And they said, Lucifer. And I said, you gotta be kidding. He says, no. He says, they call him Lucifer the Light Bearer, and, that's the God that they believe in. And they get all their power from him. And, so I just kind of shook my head, and I said, okay, you're pulling my leg, you know, but the more I started thinking about it, the more I started digging into it and confirming some of the stuff that he was telling me, the more sense it made. So, yeah, okay, that now, just as a basic street cop, I'm down here going good and evil, God and Lucifer, God and the devil, God and Satan, whatever you want to call him. Yeah. It makes sense now. It exists. So once you understand that evil people do evil things, then you have to go back to basics and figure out what side are you going to be on.
That's why the humanists and the transhumanists that were literally founded by Julian Huxley, head of the UN, the first transhumanist, that's why they always tell us there is no good, there is no right and wrong. They open a Club of Rome, a Committee of 300 meetings, by reading quotes by H.G. Wells about how there are no morals, we can kill and do whatever we want. They tell us that because they really know it's the opposite. They know there is good and evil, and of course they believe Lucifer is good. That's why they really call it one of the other names of this group of 13, of course, is the Brotherhood of White, the Brotherhood of Light. They really believe in what they're doing, and they believe they're going to be given with this merger with nanotech, and they say this, Kurzweil and all of them say it, and he's definitely in with them, that they're going to merge with the light, merge with the technology, live forever. But to do that, they've got to kill us, that their master's telling them, because we're hurting the sacred earth. So if they'll just kill everyone, then they can get the... I mean, this is... And again, for atheists out there listening, let's say you don't believe in God, okay? That's your prerogative, your business. I came at this from a secular perspective, just researching politics, okay? And every time I ran into the occult is real. Skull and Bones is real. When I was at Bohemian Grove, you or I look at it and say, that's a dumb, play about Babylon. Well, no, the men in the audience were getting off on it and were becoming, the only word to describe it is violently aroused. Going, oh, yeah. Oh, and I didn't understand it all at the time. I didn't know what was so exciting about this. But the point is, they believe it. This really is their religion. So even if you don't believe in God and the devil, they do. Colonel?
Well, yeah, and they think they get their power from him, whether they do or not. And, when you got that much money that goes back for, decades and decades and decades in these families because, you know, my dad, who was deeply involved in a lot of covert operations back, you know, years ago, in the oil business when his international oil company was used by the government to do a lot of things overseas that they couldn't do without having a front, so to speak. Such things as raising that Russian sub with the Glomar Explorer, figuring out if they could rebuild the entire oil field in Libya after the strike that Reagan did, if we needed to knock out the oil fields and so on and so forth. He told me, you're going to chase a lot of this back to money, power, drugs, and money laundering and banks. He says, and it's going to be in Europe. It's going to be the monarchies of Europe. It's going to be certain families in Europe and the bankers in Europe and so on and so forth. Well, he had a limited understanding of where I ended up going eventually, but at that particular time, he was way above me. And he was saying that when you get into these monarchies, you're going to find out that they have plans that they've worked together for you know centuries to come to an ultimate conclusion of where they're back in charge of the world again. Well, I don't know if it's them that's going to be back in charge of the world or this Committee of 13 or it's going to come down to the final battle of Armageddon or what, but I do know we're headed that direction. We're doing it you know full steam ahead, and we're finding that they have set a date that they wanted to, they have set two dates, actually. The first date they set was 2007. And they didn't get there. So now they're looking at 2011. These people are very occultic in their numerology. And they're looking at 2011. And we're going to start seeing shows on TV more and more on the Discovery and History Channel and A&E and stuff about prophecy from different religions, not just Christianity, about what they talk about the end times and the Battle of Armageddon and what's going to happen at the end of the world. I saw one just the other day, and they're talking about the Mayans and the Incas and the Aztecs and what they predicted, you know, with floods and explosions and volcanoes going off and changes in the weather pattern and earthquakes and all this sort of thing. So every region and every culture in the world has stories of how the world's going to end, so to speak. Not that it's necessarily going to end, but there's sure going to be a lot of things that happen, and somebody's going to end up, you know, controlling what's left over.
So, did your dad work with Howard Hughes?
Well, he worked. He was the president of B.J. Hughes when it was Oil Tool Company. He didn't personally know Howard Hughes. He was pretty low on the spectrum when Hughes was around. It was after Hughes left the company that he started going up, and he ended up retiring about 15 years ago as president of the corporation.
Yeah, and I know that's how you just really growing up on the inside of it, or at least in a higher echelon, learned about a lot of this. When did the light bulb really go off for you when you started saying, I better investigate this new world order?
Well, I didn't even know there was such a thing until 1988. When I knew there was a lot of things going on I didn't understand. And I started smelling a rat in Vietnam when they wouldn't let us go where we needed to go and do what we needed to do and when. You know, I kept thinking, why don't they just, you know, cut us loose and let us do our job and we'll get out of here and go home? And LBJ just kept us there and kept us there and kept us there because when I landed in Vietnam with the Marines in 1965, we could have won that war in 30 days. No kidding. Because we couldn't find anybody to fight. We were chasing Viet Cong all over the place, and the NVA hadn't come south yet. But they kept us bogged down, dug in, you know, hold this little operation there, take this little village here, and so on and so forth, and wouldn't let us go defeat the enemy like we were trained to do in the World War II classic and Korean War style. It just, you know, it was just, you know.
But it was meant to create a counterculture. It was meant to demoralize our name worldwide. It was meant to take us to the point, and Clinton destroys the military readiness, Bush destroys whatever's left of it, and here we go.
Well, that's where I started looking at things and wondering what's going on because something just wasn't right. Then in 88, of course, I went down to Dallas. I flew a helicopter down there for a law enforcement convention of helicopter pilots. And I had, 3 days down there, and I got a rental car, and I ended up in Dealey Plaza. Just driving around one day to get out of going to some of the seminars. And I looked at the place, and, of course, you know, we've told this story before, but I knew that there's no way that Oswald could have done what they said he did with that equipment from that location at that time in this area. It just couldn't have happened. And that's when I started.
But what was it like when you actually walked up and saw it? I mean, when you actually walked in there.
Well, I didn't think too much about it because until I got up to the sixth floor, I walked around the plaza. I looked at different angles and things like that. Then I went up to the sixth floor, and I was just kind of, you know, killing time before lunch. And they had just turned the sixth floor into a museum, and I walked over to the window next to where he was supposed to have taken these shots because they've got that one all glassed in. You can't get to it, but you can stand right next to it. And I looked out and from basically the same angle, and I knew instantaneously that didn't happen with a Mannlicher Carcano in 5.6 seconds with three shots on a target that's going down the hill, around the bend, through the trees, and going to, you know, ever increasing with the last round at 88 yards and so on and so forth. And I started looking at that, and the first, what hit me was the government lied to me. All the stuff about Oswald did it, Jack Ruby killed Oswald, Jack Ruby died, case closed, was hogwash. And if they lied to me about this, what else did they lie to me about? And there are 56,000 names on a wall in Washington that demanded some answers.
Stay there. When we come back, let's get into the new developments on JFK in Oklahoma City and then take calls.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the mother of all secret societies, the Illuminati, worships Lucifer, better known as Satan the Devil? Did you know that they are the individuals giving rise to the final world social system described in Revelation chapter 13? Did you know they were the founders of international communism to be the seen enemy of Christianity, to be used to destroy America so that we could be merged into an all-powerful one-world government? We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Good friend, Jimmy Vaughn. Another good friend of mine, Colonel Craig Roberts, is our guest.
At a glance, I look at you.
We're coming up. I'm going to play a few minutes of that E. Howard Hunt deathbed confession. And, Craig, listening to that, it meshes with your books, with your research, with your information. Give us your analysis of that confession.
Well, several things that struck me, but the one thing that really struck me was as I was reading through it, because it really pretty much follows everything I said in the book Killzone, and Killzone's the only one that addressed everything that Hunt's extrapolation talked about. But the one thing that really jumped out at me, and it almost knocked me out of my chair when I read it, was he named Lucien Sarti as the main shooter, and that's exactly who I named, who was the Corsican hitman that was brought over here. I'm not going to take credit for it. I'm going to take credit for printing it, but it actually was done by a reporter named Steve Revelle, who had interviewed a guy named Christian David in a French prison, who named three Corsican hitmen that had been sent over here. And the other thing was, I knew that in Vietnam we talked about the frangible bullets, the ones that were mercury filled. And
yeah,
that,
you've always talked about that, exploding bullets.
Yeah, and when I saw the Zapruder film, I saw a mercury-filled exploding bullet hit, a frangible bullet hit Kennedy in the front of the head, which made it look like there was a puff there. And then later, I actually got to see the x-rays that were taken at Parkland of his head, showing the little white dots through his brain, which meant mercury, because it shows on the x-ray metal, and that's the little white round dots are not from, you know, pieces of lead or anything else. That had to be mercury.
Well, it gets even worse. I mean, we have the guy at the morgue admitting that the FBI comes in with a rifle and puts Kennedy's hand on it. I mean, not Kennedy's. Oswald's hand on it. I mean, it just gets so ridiculously obvious. And now we have E. Howard Hunt. I mean, the CIA section chief from Mexico City, the guy that overthrew, Guatemala and Ardennes and all these other countries. And here is this, I mean, the guy that they call Ethan Hunt, E. Howard Hunt, you know, for Mission Impossible, folks. And he's saying, yeah, we did it.
Well, he was involved with Jack Van Kleins down at JM Wave down in Florida during all the anti-Castro stuff. He was involved with Felix Rodriguez, the ZR rifle team whose mission was to assassinate Castro, Operation Mongoose, the whole bit. I mean, this guy was knee-deep in the whole thing, so he knows all the players, he knows what was going on, and then he comes out with this, and then Revelle comes out with this Lucien Sarti, and then I look at the Zapruder film and I say, yeah, that was a mercury-filled bullet that hit him. That's why, you know, the Zapruder film shows everything the way it did, and that's
and
why
he says though that he was in an administrative position. Does that mesh with the, you know, as a commanding position and not on the ground as a shooter? Though we have the Dallas Morning News and Dallas Times Herald photos with him and two other well-known high-level CIA guys dressed up like tramps.
Well, when you hold an ambush operation, you've got your main ambush people up front. You got your teams. You got probably triangulation of fire. You got two teams of two or three guys each. One is security, one's a shooter, and one's the backup guy. And then you have an outer ring around that keeps anybody from coming up behind them, and also functions as command and control. If you look at the umbrella man out front, he raises the umbrella and he lowers it as the limo starts to pull up, telling everybody the mission's a go. He's got a walkie-talkie in his back pocket. I mean, how many people go down to see the president with a walkie-talkie and an umbrella on a sunny day?
Especially in 1963.
In 63.
It's a small one, too, for that era. It looks like a military radio.
Oh, obviously it wasn't a civilian one because they looked like bricks back then. Then you've got other people outside of that ring that make sure everything goes right. And they're also the ones that coordinate the pickup cars, the escape routes, and so on and so forth, getting rid of the weapons and everything like that. So you have a handoff that goes on to the third ring out there. I talk about all this in Killzone. I talk about the levels of insulation that have to occur between the decision makers and the field teams. And what the sad thing is a lot of these field teams in covert operations don't understand it, but they are totally expendable, not only during the operation, but afterwards. And what happened to all three of those shooters, Lucien Sarti, they're all paid $1 million worth of uncut heroin in Brazil. That's where they all ended up. Then they split up and went three directions. Lucien Sarti went to Mexico, and in 1975, he was in a house that was burned down by the Mexican police and died in it. George Boccagnini was another one, and he was, I think, on top of the Dallas County Records building. It was either him or George Boccagnini. But those two guys ended up, one of them ended up in prison, died in prison, and the other one disappeared and has never been seen or heard from since.
Well, they've got to know. I mean, when you're whacking the president, you're dead meat.
Oh,
and that's
yeah.
what I don't get by these people that serve this evil. I mean, even if you're a psychopath and don't care about us, the average person, you're working for people that are going to kill you just as sure as you're breathing. Craig Roberts, stay there. We're going to come back, air some of this audio, then get into OKC.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
The digestive tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of AlloCleanse, call 1-800-890-3525. Call in now to find out how you can get two free gifts with your order. Try AlloCleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company, provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus Water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical, because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to play just the second half, a little clip of E. Howard Hunt. He also put out a more detailed written expose of how they ran the assassination of JFK. And notice the mainstream media keeps real quiet about this. But they responded... Not completely quiet. They responded by a bunch of TV specials and all these big prominent people coming out and saying, oh, no, one person did it. One person acted alone. Before we go back to Colonel Roberts and then your phone calls, I want everybody to listen very carefully. We have to store food for our families if we're going to stay free and stay alive. It is a serious insurance policy. The prime rule of power is that if you control nations with oil and people with food, in countries with ethnic cleansing, they euthanize the elders and kill the young, preferably before they're born, and starve everyone else in between. Bullets and the manpower to pull the triggers are too expensive and too time-consuming. Starvation has always been the preferred method of eliminating undesirables. Look what Stalin and Mao did. You need to call eFoods Direct. It lasts 10 years. They're the oldest continual operating company in the nation. They're the best folks out there. I got more than a year's supply from them. I'm very happy with it. You need to call eFoods Direct and at least get a free catalog and talk to them. It feels so good to have this insurance policy. And it's an insurance policy that 5-6 years down the line, you order a new year supply, a new 2-year supply, a new 6-month supply, and you eat the old one. And this tastes great. This is not like the toxic junk you buy with MREs. 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. Now, just briefly, I will also remind you that Terror Storm, second edition, is now out and is now available at Infowars.com. The final edition, the special edition, 17 minutes of new info on how they reported that Building 7 fell before it fell, showing FEMA scripting, interviews with Jesse Ventura and Gore Vidal and many others. A protest at Ground Zero last year is in there. It's really an expanded film. I'm really proud of it. Get the special edition of Terror Storm at Infowars.com, and get Killzone, A Sniper Looks at Dealey Plaza by Colonel Craig Roberts, as well as The Medusa File. Both excellent books that we carry. I hope you get them all, or visit RifleWarrior.com as well to see some of his other books and materials. Let's just play a minute or two. This is E. Howard Hunt. He thought he was going to die. This is back in 2004, and then he didn't end up dying until earlier this year in January. And then they finally released this. And it fits exactly with Colonel Craig Roberts and many others' detailed research. Here it is.
He was brought in to work on Guatemalan operations. Spurge and Morales and people of that ilk stayed in apartment houses during preparations for the big event. Their addresses were very subject to change, so that where a fellow like Morales had been one day, you're not necessarily associated with that same address the following day. In short, it was a very mobile experience. Let me point out at this point that if I had wanted to fictionalize what went on in Miami and elsewhere during the run-up for the big event, I would have done so. But I don't want any unreality to tinge this particular story, or the information, I should say. I was a bench warmer on it, and I had a reputation for honesty. I think it's essential to refocus on what this information that I've been providing you, and you alone, by the way, consists of. What is important in the story is that we've backtracked the chain of command up through Kornmeyer and laying the doings at the doorstep of LBJ. He, in my opinion, had an almost maniacal urge to become president. He regarded JFK as he was, in fact, an obstacle to achieving that. He could have waited for JFK to finish out his term and then undoubtedly a second term. So that would have put LBJ at the head of a long list of people who were waiting for some change in the executive branch.
Now, I would imagine a lot of people died whenever he did that. And sure enough, I noticed that Charles Harrelson died just about a month or so after this information came out. Because that's how the mafia is. And we think of mafia as La Cosa Nostra or our thing, but the wider global mafias, that they did kill most people in association with it or who investigated it or who were witnesses to it. But they left people like Hunt alive, though he was surrounded, as Sun said, by Cubans there in Miami, who his second wife, or they killed his mother, his wife. I bet the global mafia got paranoid when this came out. Do you think they got upset, Colonel Roberts, when these tapes and handwritten transcripts got released by E. Howard Hunt?
Yeah, I think there was probably a lot of teeth gnashing and chest beating and screaming and yelling that went on. Then, of course, immediately they go into damage control mode, and they can either ignore it and say nothing and just wait till it's yesterday news and it goes away. They can discredit it, they can debunk it, or they can destroy it, the three Ds, which is they all tried to do to me on the Medusa file and Killzone. I mean, at first they ignored it, then there was all these shows that came up that there's no way this could have happened, it had to be a lone gunman. Then Posner comes out with his book, Case Closed, where Oswald did it by himself, no matter what the evidence showed, no matter what the witnesses saw or heard. And so that's what they do. When Oliver Stone came out with the movie JFK, which was basically the Garrison investigation out of New Orleans, who Jim Garrison was the district attorney.
And it's turned out to be pretty darn accurate.
It was accurate. It followed Garrison's book, actually. Garrison's book, On the Trail of the Assassins, was very factual. He only got up to a certain level. He was just trying to get to the Louisiana.
Oh, by the way, that's another thing. We get criticized by the bench warmers and the Spectator, so-called Patriot talk show host. I've heard them going, Alex Jones is pushing this line that it only went up to LBJ with this Hunt thing. No, it was these other groups. Obviously, the CIA commander is going to only talk about who he knew it went to in the chain. Obviously, we're not saying there aren't people above LBJ.
Well, there had to be, because LBJ was just a cog in the wheel. You could go to the Murchison connections on the meeting they had in the ranch the night before Nixon got there. You could go to the connections with Cabell, who was the mayor, whose brother was a general. It was a CIA guy that got fired. And they're the guys that changed the parade route to go right up next to the school book depository instead of straight down the street. I mean, there's so many things that happened in there that don't make sense. Of course, the Secret Service was, they didn't do what they normally do as far as...
They chose Texas, didn't they? Because, I mean, he was really unpopular down here, and they had an establishment that was known for getting stuff done.
Well, they could control the investigation afterwards. They could destroy the evidence and get rid of witnesses. There's all kinds of things they could do in Texas because of LBJ and Connally's power down there. They tried to do it in Miami a few weeks before, and that didn't work out. And then if they didn't do it in Miami, they were going to do it in Dallas. The next target was going to be Austin. And, of course, he didn't go to Austin. It was too late by then. But they couldn't get shots off in Miami where it happened. They couldn't get any clean shots out where it was originally planned. But that was the first place, because they could also control the investigation in Miami because of all of the Bay of Pigs stuff, Alpha 16.
And you notice he keeps talking about the transcript and in the tape about the Miami operation.
Yeah, and that's what that was going to be. Well, I don't know if he's talking about that one, which was the operation leading up to the big event he was talking about, or he's talking about the planning that went on there, or the equipment that came out of there, or he was talking about the Miami operations prior to that, where Kennedy left the lads on the beach at the Bay of Pigs. I'm not sure exactly which one he's talking about.
Exactly. He could be talking about any of it. But I mean, Rolling Stone covered it, but it's very telling how the mainline media, no coverage of this, but just suddenly, within 2 months, huge barrage, just on every TV show and all these specials and this new 1,500-page book explaining how it couldn't happen. And then they get on the news, they never give any facts, they just say, we've been debunked. But then you read their books, it's totally manufactured baloney.
Yeah, all they have to do is they get a few talking heads together on the news, and they just laugh and look at each other, and they say, oh, that's just all a bunch of conspiracy wackos, and all of that's been proven false. All of that's been debunked. There's no substance to it. And the average potato head out here goes, oh, okay. They don't do their own research. They've been dumbed down in the government school system, and they think that, this is all ancient history and it doesn't affect them. So why should they even be concerned about it? I don't care about that. I care about who's playing football on Sunday. And so what happens is all this, goes under the bridge and it washes downstream, and it's yesterday's history. And that's how they play it. They don't react to something unless they consider it to be a threat, and then they try to kill it as soon as possible and then make it go away as quickly as possible. And if they don't perceive it to be a threat, you won't hear a peep out of them, and no one will notice it.
Well, they certainly consider this a threat, though, because they've been going ape for the last 4 months.
Oh, yeah, because, when you get somebody like Howard Hunt that jumps up and says, yeah, we did it, no, Oswald wasn't alone in this deal, then they're going, wait a minute, it's a homicide, and a homicide does not have a statute of limitations, and a homicide should be reopened in the case investigated.
By the way, did you notice that even the big neocon poster boy Bruce Willis went public to Vanity Fair saying, yeah, the government killed Kennedy, and the same people that killed him run things today. Right there, he summed it up. Now, I privately knew, and Richard Linklater, a movie director I'm friends with, had broke it here on air without me even knowing he was going to do it, that he'd given him my videos, and then he'd woken up last year, and then now he does this. I mean, if we're convincing Bruce Willis, Craig, this means we really are starting to turn the corner.
Well, and I think you'll see more and more people coming on board because, you know, I had a phone call not long ago from my own department, from my own police department, from the Special Investigations Division, from a guy that I knew that worked there back when I was on the department before I retired. And when I was talking about this stuff, trying to enlighten other officers, I was kind of like the local Jack McLam, I guess. And there was a lot of them that, you know, they thought I was wacko and crazy for talking about this stuff because their heads were still in the ground. And I'm saying, guys, just look, read this, look at this, read this, look at this. And I was told just about a year and a half ago, I got a phone call from one of these guys. He had been assigned to investigate me. Because of some of the stuff I was talking about. And when I went to Washington and testified before Congress for the Law Enforcement Alliance of America and came back and hacked the chief off and he was after me and I ended up beating him down on that deal and so on and so forth, he set special investigations on me to try to get something on me. They couldn't get anything. There wasn't anything to do it. And I still passed my next top secret clearance with the military, so evidently there wasn't anything they could hang their hat on. But he called me a year and a half ago and he said, you know, Craig, he said, I got to tell you something. He said, you were 10 years ahead of your time. Everything you talked about's happened. It's all come true. I can't believe it. I said, well, do this, Randy. You go back and you tell everybody else. You take the torch right now and you go back into the Batcave and you start telling everybody this stuff is real. Now, they're going to brand you crazy or a nutcase or whatever, but, you know, they did that to Jesus Christ. I mean, you're going to have to stand there and you're going to have to stand firm like Travis at the Alamo, draw that line in the sand and don't budge from it. And if you can educate one guy who will educate one guy who will educate one guy, then we're going to win this war. Or at least we're going to establish what side we stand on.
Well, they're racing to hire every skinhead, roidhead they can now. I mean, have you seen how the police are changing?
Well, you know, there is so much going on. That's scary. We're talking about cross-deputization with national agencies. They're trying to create a national police force where they have their fingers in everything. They're going to have sheriffs, and they're going to use this immigration thing to spur the deal. They're going to try to make everybody trained and certified ICE agents to be able to handle the border problem.
Exactly. Then they make us take ID cards, and then they selectively enforce on the illegals and federalize all the police in the name of a crisis they created.
Exactly.
The New World Order formula. That's all they do.
This is what I said last year. I said they will find a way to federalize the police forces, to put it, our own department, who for years and years and years had one of the most beautiful uniforms in the world. It was a green shirt with gray shoulder boards and gray slacks with a green stripe down it. Last year changed to all dark blue.
Yeah, they don't want the police to look good and respectable and to act that way. They want them to wear these little black goon outfits with baseball caps.
Well, they want everybody to look alike. They want a standard uniform, and the only thing that's going to differentiate agencies is what's on your shoulder. And other than that, and they can do away with that. Like, if you start looking at some of these SWAT team uniforms now, they don't put any identification on them, or they have it on Velcro where they can tear it off like the SAS. And the other thing that really just sends me up the wall are SWAT team guys that wear these balaclavas over their face, these ski masks. The bad guys and the terrorists are supposed to do that, not the good guys. Who cares what you look like? Show them your face. When I was on the SWAT team, we went in, and all we had is we had a jumpsuit, and this is before Kevlar helmets. We had a ball cap, and we'd have a ballistics vest we'd wear under our jumpsuit, and then our, you know, weapons and gear. We didn't try to hide our identity from anybody because we were part of the citizenry.
Here's
we were
another
part of the people.
Exactly. As good deeds are done out in the light, tyranny's done in the dark. What about in every case of Columbine or Virginia Tech? I mean, you know, 20, 30 years ago, there's a UT sniper. They go right up the building with the citizens. Now cops will sit there for 3 hours putting on all this stupid gear, and they literally, you look at their faces, they look like cowards. What happened? Used to, cops would charge right in.
Yeah, I don't. You know, they're seeing a whole new school of thought on tactical operations, and a lot of it's good. A lot of they've learned from our mistakes and so on. But a lot of it I don't understand. You know, when you've got somebody in there who's being executed, you don't sit there and worry about getting your shoelaces tightened up right, and you know whether or not you've got your latest issue sunglasses.
But see, the feds had already taken control of that school. It turned out 3 months before, and so they weren't allowed to even move in. I mean, imagine when you were on to the Tucson department. There's somebody in there executing people. The cops would have been there in 15 minutes. They'd have gone in and killed the guy.
Well, and you know, and at Columbine, why didn't they rush right in as soon as they got there? I mean, they've got a whole school to maneuver in.
4 hours, 15 minutes.
Yeah, well, I have done hostage situations before. I've done building searches many times. I've gone to a prison riot, and once you make entry, you start taking the place down, and you do it one room at a time. You move down the hall. You bring your people in behind you. You take up strategic positions. They didn't do any of that. It's almost like they wanted the thing to happen, and I've never figured that out. It's the Building 7 of Columbine. It doesn't make sense.
Well, we know the feds there told them to stand down. We know they had to wait till the feds got there in Virginia from D.C. And they ordered the locals to stand down.
See, that's insane. But, you know, when you start, if you read the Medusa file and you start reading about MK Ultra, and you start wondering, you know, what motivated this guy to do this? You know, what?
Oh, there's no doubt, Columbine. There's no doubt. I mean, the first reports were a bunch of shooters in black, and then it turns out that the FBI agent's son started it, and it was the first school in the country to have death education and a CIA grant. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Well, the deeper you dig, the farther you get. It's just that, you know, the bigger the hole gets. It's incredible about some of these things. But you go back into the MK Ultra and the Chaos and all of those different mind control programs. They're not dead. They're still out there. They're under different code names now. But the biggest mind control weapon they've got in their arsenal right now is the media.
So televisions, you know what? We've got loaded phone lines. I'm going to give each caller 30, 45 seconds to ask a question. We'll get there two or three of you. Josh and Chris and Josh and Tim, William, we'll try to get to you. I got to get Craig Roberts back up for 2 hours here in the near future. Final segment straight ahead.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, Miami film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A one-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, ramming speed, right at the New World Order. Colonel Craig Roberts is our guest. Look, folks, we're going to get him up next week, 2 hours. I hadn't had him on in 9 months, 10 months, something like that. We're going to get. He just agreed. He's been out of town, busy with a lot of stuff. Haven't been able to get him on lately. He said he'll come on next week, 2 hours. Bam, let's go fast. Josh in Chicago, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. First-time caller here. I know we're running out of time, so I'll be really quick. I just wanted to call and give you a lead on a story that I found out here in Chicago. About a year ago, Mayor Daley created a job for Fire Chief Cortez Trotter. And a few weeks ago, I was watching the news and saw that he just recently retired to work in private sector for a company called James Lee Witten Associates. I just looked up that company a few weeks ago and found that it's comprised of ex-FEMA, NATO, and Homeland Security people, and he, along with some lady that just recently retired from Homeland Security, are heading up Chicago's chapter.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call. Call me back tomorrow. We'll talk more about that. Listen, what happens is they don't just build a police state. They then also give the contracts to themselves, and it's a revolving door. They're putting feds in over most sheriffs. Most of your police chiefs are spooks. Colonel Roberts' comments?
Yeah, I mean, you feather your own nest. It's as simple as that.
It is. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Florida. Chris, go ahead.
Eugenics versus nutrigenomics. That's a topic you might want to look into. The expression of certain genes can be enhanced or stimulated by nutrition and even by laughter.
Do you have any I understand. Do you have any questions for Craig or anything?
Oh, well, I'll have to call back tomorrow.
Call me back tomorrow. I appreciate your call. Like I said, I wanted to take calls for our guests. I know you've been holding a long time. I probably shouldn't even take calls when I got 3 or 4 minutes left, but hell, we're doing it. Josh in Minnesota, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex? Hey, I wanted to ask Craig about what he thinks about the Militia Reorganization Act that's been talked about. I've just kind of initiated it, thrown it around, contacted Ron Paul about it, tried him to get it to attach to the Freedom Project movement, where the states could reorganize their militias in an actual defensible capability against...
Craig, comments on that?
Well, every state has the ability to have a state militia other than the National Guard. And most state militias are not an armed organization. They're the guys that go turn the lights off at the armory when the guard's overseas. They want to reorganize some of these and train them to where they could actually be a military unit that could function underneath the governor when the National Guard's gone and he needs to handle crisis, tornadoes, floods, and earthquakes and so on. And that's probably a good idea because most of the people are veterans who are no longer and they're, you know, the retirees, or they've already served, and they still want to continue to serve in some capacity.
Absolutely, sir. Thank you for the call, Josh. Tim in Texas, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. Been watching a lot of Discovery Time shows. A couple of Saturday nights ago, they had a SWAT team on there from Detroit, and the head of the SWAT team himself stated that we are a paramilitary group. For those naysayers that don't believe it.
Well, all police organizations are a paramilitary group. They have rank structure. They show rank. They carry weapons. They wear uniforms. They've always been a paramilitary group. They told me that 30 years ago in the police academy.
It's just the rules of operation have changed.
Yeah, what they've done is don't worry about all that eyewash. The key phrases that you don't understand, blow them off. What you have to worry about is when they start getting connected on a national basis as a national police force, then we're going to start having problems. And they started doing this back in the 70s under the LEAA LEAP money grants when they started buying us equipment, buying us riot gear, and so on. Well, once they buy you stuff, you're on the dole then, and you're part of the puppet strings, and then things get worse from there when they start telling you what you can't do.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tim. William, we can't get to you. We're out of time. Craig Roberts, thank you so much. RifleWarrior.com is the website. I'm going to have my producer call you right now, and we've got you in our clutches. We're going to have you on for 2 hours next week.
That looks like I'm doomed.
Take care, my friend.
All right, buddy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, spread the word about the broadcast. God bless you all. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.